wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Dr. David Oyedebo, the presiding bishop of Winners Chapel International, to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppression of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet.
The mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace upon our life. For us to be in your sanctuary, Jesus, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. And shall we have our seat? Praise God. Hallelujah. The theme of the month is Godliness is profitable unto all things. The anchor scriptures is 1 Timothy 4:8. And our teaching series is putting up a fight against the forces of ungodliness. And that is part 4. The beginning of this month, God has been speaking to us. He said, draw yourself in prayer. Number 2, walking in victory over sin. We must guide against the spirit of the world. And today's teaching, we'll be looking at responsibility. Responsibility is one of the things you find in the Christendom. One of the things you find in this commission is responsibility. If you are not responsible, the person will be a wayward person. Responsibility brings fruitfulness. If you are not responsible to your wife, there will be a problem. If you are not responsible, ungodliness will crop in. Praise God. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 4, the Bible says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge a crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows down, anything you know that is contending with your life. Ask God to remove it. If the spirit of ungodliness comes into your life, you will not have conscience. And that's why the Holy Spirit always convicts us where we have made mistake. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit will convict us in Jesus' mighty name. And the same Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. He said, because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding his shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. Why should you give up? Why should you give up? Christ knows that he came for a purpose. He's supposed to say, Lord, I cannot. But he stepped forward. And today we're enjoying that glory in the mighty name of Jesus. After all, you have not yet given up your lives in your struggle against sin. Christ did not give up. He did not. Praise God. There are steps we need to follow. For you to be a responsible child of God, you must follow some certain steps. Number 1, by making no provision for the flesh. In Romans 13, verse 14, instead, clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't let yourself think about ways to follow the desires of the flesh. The desires of the flesh have killed many Christians. Ungodliness have killed many Christians. One of the things I always tell people is that if you don't check yourself, you have yourself to blame. If you can't tell yourself the truth, you have yourself to blame. You don't have anybody competing with you, because when you open the door, nobody is competing with you. It is you that is competing yourself. And that's why I see many people fall into trouble. The desires of the flesh. In this foreign nation, people fall into trouble. Look at Nehemiah. He was in a foreign land. He was godly. And God blessed him. And he said, I can't be here in the king's house if there's many of us will be eating snacks every day. But he said, no, I have to build the house of God. And that's why God gave him the grace to build the house of God under 52 days. Look at Daniel. Daniel went to Babylon. And God gave him grace, favor. He stood before kings. And God blessed him. As a child of God, in this country, you can be like Daniel. If you see where they describe Daniel, a man that the Spirit of God is with. And the Bible said, Daniel have the spirit of excellence. That's why all the enemies of Daniel, they went down. Praise God. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They never fail. They were in a foreign nation, but God moved through them. And they became governors. All the enemies of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they went down. Praise God. When you follow the desires of the flesh, you fail. I always tell people, give him time. You will see him cropping. Many people, they desire to come to the nation, to leave Nigeria, to come down to other nations. They'll do dry fasting, everything. The moment they come down to any nation, they say, no, we can't worship God. I need to go to the mountain. I need to enjoy myself. Ungodliness will crop in. And when the spirit of ungodliness comes in, any doctrine you see, you take. B, by fleeing for escape from every trap of ungodliness. There are traps of ungodliness. Traps everywhere. People set people up. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18. Run from sexual sin. All other sins a person commits are outside the body. But whosoever sins sexually, sin against their own. When I came into this country, I was properly briefed. The girls here are beautiful. But you have to be careful. Why many people fail? I always tell people, restitution. Go and ask God to forgive you. Where did you miss it? If this is not working, check your marriage. Where did you offend God? It's not the children that came. Fine, children came. But there's one thing. You need to go before God and cry. And God will change us in the name of Jesus. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 14. My dear friends, run away from worship of idols. Praise God. I've been privileged to be blessed by God. And everything God has given to me, I've used it to bless him. Bless him. There are sometimes, you know, I live a place that is 1 hour from Durban. It can discourage me from coming. But I say, God, the more you bless me, the more I will come. I never idolize anything. Because one day when my time on earth is over, I will leave them and go. I will leave them and go. There are people who idolize everything they have. I just know that it's a passing phase. I don't know either the next one will be aircraft. It can be anything. I never idolize anything. I say one day, when my time on earth is over, I will go. And you don't know who will drive the car. You don't know who will share your money. You don't know who will wash your body. The only thing is to serve God. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 11. But you man of God, we can put your name. You man, you woman of God, run from all these evil things. Pursue righteousness and a godly life along with faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. If you read the books of Apostle Paul, it talks about character. Character, love, gentleness, peace, the Holy Spirit. I always tell people, if you want to go have a good Christian life, read the books written by Apostle Paul. It will mold your spiritual life. Run from everything. The book of Psalm 1 tells us. You can read it. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Stay away from every kind of evil. There are so many evil that look like the same. Run away. Today people worship snake. They say, kiss snake, you'll be healed. Such demonic people. Run away from every evil. There are so many people who have left the shores of Nigeria. And most of them, their parents are deaconesses and deacons, are elders in the church in Nigeria. But as soon as their children went overseas, they become a drug addict. They started messing up their parents. They became a consign. That's why the Bible said, whatever thing a man sow, he will reap. That is the truth. If you are playing game as a father or a mother, look at your children. Whatever thing a man sow, he will reap. That's why restitution, you need to cry. Not when you come to church, I'm crying. No, go to your house. Jesus, David cried and God came down alone. When something is wrong, look for how to find those things that went wrong. People fail because they refuse to go back to number one. Praise God. By mortifying, discipline the deeds of the flesh through the Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I've given the Holy Spirit as a comforter. The Holy Spirit regulates our thoughts. But there are people, even when the Holy Spirit is speaking to them, they don't want to. The Holy Spirit can speak to you. Most people, they don't want to hear. There are so many people today in police cell, in prison. The Holy Spirit said, don't go there. And they go. The Holy Spirit regulates our thoughts. In the book of Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. So put to death the sinful, earthly things, looking within you, having nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires. Don't be greedy. For a greedy person is an idolater, worshipping the things of this world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. When the children of God commit abominable things, God came down and judged them and scattered them. Praise God. When you sin against God, God, and if you don't plead for mercy, God will come after you. You cannot fake it in the house of God. People have problems. When pastors tell them this is your problem, they say, no, it's not my problem. And they will step out and then the problem is still there. Praise God. In the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 13. For if you live by his dictates, you will die. But if through the power of the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you live. It's a choice. If you want to live, follow godliness. If you don't want to live, follow ungodliness. It's a choice. That's why the blessings of God is in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 14. God said this. So go there and see either you are doing the things of God ask your conscience, am I serving God well? Every day I keep on asking myself, am I serving God well? Am I doing the right thing? Who am I holding in my mind? I say, Lord, I forgive this person. I don't want to die. There are people who die in a foreign land. They casket their body back to their land. Why? I allow people to go. I allow the joy of the Lord to be my strength. And when I get up in the morning, I say, this is the day the Lord has made. I'll put my name, shall rejoice and be glad in it. By putting off ungodly garments. In Colossians 3, 9 to 10. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on a new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. The Bible says, yea, our gods. There are some Christians, they lie to one another. Sometimes I always ask myself, why lie? Nobody is putting knife on your neck. Why lie? Why living a fake life? If you are serving God, serve God. If you are not serving God, don't serve Him. Praise God. Put on a new nature. By renewing, study the Bible. God told Moses, God told Joshua, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Thou shalt meditate the word day and night. And anywhere the sole of your feet touch, dominion, I'll give to you. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to 24, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. He said, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitude. There are people who have wrong attitudes. And even when you tell them, they say, no, that's my lifestyle. And that is the problem many people face. Put on the new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Praise God. You can't serve God in this commission and be a beggar. Ask yourself, if things are not working for you, go back and say, Lord, Holy Spirit, show me. Where did I miss it? Cry to God alone. In the book of Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, then the angel of the Lord showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before angel of the Lord. The accuser, Satan. Satan is always there. At the angel's right hand, making accusations against Joshua. And the Lord said to Satan, I, the Lord, reject your accusations, Satan. Yes, the Lord, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebukes you. This man is like a burning stick that has been snatched from the fire. Joshua's clothing was filthy as he stood there before the angel. So the angel said to others standing there, take off his filthy clothes. And turning to Joshua, he said, see, I have taken away your sins. And now I'm giving you these fine new clothes. Then I said, they should replace a clean turban on his head and dress him in new clothes. Why the angel stood by. Anytime you come to God, He will remove that dirty things from your life. Anytime you come to the house of God, ask the Holy Spirit to fix you. There's no point of faking it. I've never come to the house of God and say, I know too much. I'll say, oh God, teach me. Teach me. Help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Praise God. Today, the blood of Jesus will cure us and restore our spiritual life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. The blood. You can have your time to read it. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. Just how much the blood of Jesus will purify our conscience from sinful deeds so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. Shall we rise and begin to ask God for forgiveness? Oh Lord, have mercy upon my soul. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord.
Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh, we are going to pray. Father, deliver me from flesh. Deliver me from myself. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Lord, deliver me from my flesh. Deliver me from myself. That spirit that will not want me to serve you. Lord, deliver me. Lord, deliver me. Lord, deliver me. Ask, Lord, deliver me from the spirit of flesh. Oh, deliver me, Father. Deliver me from flesh, oh Lord. From the lust of the flesh. Lord, deliver me. Father, deliver me. Father, deliver me. Lord, deliver me. I need your help. I need your help. I need your help, Father. Deliver me, oh Lord. Deliver me, O Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Were you blessed by that one? Celebrate Jesus with a clap. Hallelujah. Now, we must be watchful of idol. Don't create an idol for yourself. Anything you put God, God will seize it from you. He's a jealous God. He said he won't visit iniquities to the fourth generation. He's a jealous God. He doesn't want you to serve any other thing. He said you should seek him first. Don't serve any other God but me. Praise the Lord. When you put a car before God, you are putting yourself in danger. When you put even your wife before God, you are putting your life in danger. The easiest way, I used to say, to be a widow is to put your husband before God. He takes the man and then see how you will serve him dangerously. You don't have to get to that point with God. Put God first. Put God first. Don't put a job before God. If you do that, it takes the job to get your attention. You know, the Bible said, he maketh alive. He killeth. And maketh alive. Just to get what he wants. Sir, he wants your heart. When you give him your heart, he will give you rest. When you give him, don't put anything, don't make anything, don't create an idol. I discovered that it's man that always creates idol. Remember when Moses went up to the mountain? They told him, say, bring your earrings. Man will always create. So that thing they worship, man created. The one you go to meet, to bow before him, that he can make something happen for you. Check that man's life. Just look at it physically. You will discover that you're in a wrong place. I have not seen a beautified herbalist. They will always live in hidden places, terrible places. I pray for someone today. From today, nothing will be an idol before you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we yet pray, Father, take away every filthy garment. Take it away from my life, every filthy garment. Lord, let it be removed.
You have been empowered for all-round victory, exploit, and unquestionable dominion over all life challenges. The end has come to all struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimonies with us by calling us on 031-301-6266 or 074-575-9240. You can equally send us an email to wmadurban@yahoo.com. Best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at in Durban. Our services hold on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. for English and Zulu interpreted services, and on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. God bless you.